I've always been fascinated, too, with the abduction phenomenon. Not just the bedside, the ones that John Mack would investigate or John Carpenter used to, of course. How about the ones like in Close Encounters of the Third Kind where huge planes and jets were sucked up by UFOs or people were picked up and maybe never brought back to this planet? Linda, do you think that ever happened?
Well, I had read that paragraph about between 49 and the 50s up in the Arctic, how we were losing planes, bombs, pilots there.
Just gone, vanishing?
Just gone, yeah. And in fact, probably Grant or Bruce can talk about some of these cases. I'm thinking in Michigan, Minnesota, there are places down in the Gulf where the planes have disappeared or pilots have disappeared out of planes. This has always been a part of this phenomenon, not that the government has talked about it, but that it has come up through leaks. Anybody? Grant? Bruce?
Well... There is on record the Kinross incident, where a plane was flying over Lake Michigan.
Right.
And well, they saw some radar target up there, and directed a plane that already was in the air to check out the target. A guy by the name of Felix Monclaw was the pilot, and I guess he had a co-pilot. I can't remember now, but the thing is, these two targets merged on the radar scope and then disappeared, and they never found any wreckage anywhere, so we don't know what happened.
And isn't that similar to what happened to Valentich off the coast in Australia?
Frederick Valentich in October 1978 disappeared under UFO circumstances, where he was talking, he was in a small plane flying southward from Melbourne to King Island off the coast of Tasmania, and I don't know, 100-mile trip or something like that, but he had to fly over the Bass Strait, which is strait in water south of southern shore of Australia, and he was in communication with the air traffic control center at Melbourne, Australia, and for about half an hour he contacted them to ask if they knew of any aircraft that were in the area. And over this period of time, when he was talking to the air traffic controller, it became what he was saying was essentially that it wasn't an aircraft. Whatever it was strange. And after his last communication, he apparently left the button pushed on the mic, and they heard the tape recordings of the event. The tape recording made at the air traffic control center. You hear a noise that sounds like some crunching metal something or some metallic type of noise.
Oh,
and then they set out search planes for him and never found any wreckage. I'm also aware, and Bob Wood may be aware, of the story by a guy by the name of Hawk, which occurred in, I think, 1958, when he was a weather officer at a Air Force base, American Air Force base, in Japan. And he tells a story of being in the air traffic control center at the time when some strange objects were picked up by radar traveling in the vicinity of the gap between the North and South Islands of Japan. And apparently this had happened numerous times before, because the people, he said, it became clear from the way what the people were saying that they had seen this sort of a situation previously. One of the two objects came along, one of them kept going, one of them started to hover. And so they scrambled the F-106, which was a brand new type of airplane at the time. And to abbreviate the story, the F-106 guy gets up to an altitude where he says he can see the object. It's up above the clouds. The weather officer told him what he would see as a full moon up above a 10,000-foot or whatever cloud layer. And so on radar, they see the airplane and they see this object. And the airplane goes into a holding pattern, going around in circles, I guess, while they send a message to Washington, D.C., by a single sideband transmission, which was apparently a new thing back in those days. And he said they got quickly back a message saying to make a run on the object. So the guy in the airplane turned towards it, fired what would have been probably heat-seeking missiles at that time, Stinger missiles or something like that. And he said that the way the communication was arranged, he couldn't hear the air traffic controller talking to the guy, but he could hear the pilot's voice. And the pilot was saying that he launched his missiles, and the missiles traveled towards this object, and that they were exploding but not reaching the object, and all of a sudden the object turned on this big beam. I don't remember if there was a color ascribed to it, but a beam, and it was rotating the beam towards the airplane, and the pilot went into a crash dive. His voice went up into a high falsetto as he described what was going on. Controlled terror.
All right.
And plane went into a dive, but on the radar, of course, what they're seeing is the radar images of the object and the plane, and these two images merged and became stationary and then disappeared. And the weather guy said that he gave weather reports for the next 2 days, 24/7, as a search went on for the airplane, and they never found anything.